Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 190. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. On today's episode, I am talking about some website updates I made, some unexpected website updates I made. What's up with my paintings? Because I haven't been doing them. I'm also talking about what I've been watching outside of the normal shows and movies that I do for show preparation. I'm also going to talk about personal and mental health updates. And as always, at the end of every episode of Ray's Days, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. So this week, inspireddisorder.com is the website where you can purchase all of my artwork, as well as merchandise for the show, prints, all kinds of stuff. And I didn't realize that there was a bunch of updates that I hadn't done, specifically on the pages for the prints. I was way behind on making sure the newest prints were available on those specific pages. You could still purchase them, but it wasn't through the specific pages that have the prints available. So I saw that. I don't even know how I had that realization, but it was, I immediately fixed it. And I still need to, there's still more I need to do, but I have other changes I want to do for the website in general. So I don't know how much of that I will do. I might just wait until I decide on what the overall changes are going to be. But kind of stressful seeing that that those things hadn't been updated. But, you know, I'm managing so much product on my website, over 2,300 paintings, as well as prints and merch and all these different things, and trying to make it as organized and easily browsable and shoppable as possible. So, you know, I missed some things and figured that out and fixed that while I was in the middle of watching some movies. But yeah, those are the updates, which you probably don't even notice. But, you know, if you want to go purchase some artwork, it'd be great because I'm an artist. And that's one way I pay my bills, is selling artwork and selling prints. And they are both available at very affordable prices. So there's no excuse. If you have $5, you can own a print, high quality, limited edition, signed and numbered print, and put it in your own home. So $5, not that much. Regardless of that, also this week, I am very ahead on the top five episodes, which I produce and release Sunday, where I rank movies in a variety of categories, which usually means that I'm watching anywhere from 5 to 20 plus movies in preparation to rank them. And I've been doing some subgenres. I did this week is birthday movies, and because it's my birthday today is actually, I know yesterday was my birthday. Not as I'm recording this, but as this episode is released. So Sunday is going to be birthday movies, since it is my birthday week. So watched a bunch of movies that I didn't even really kind of realize were birthday movies. And then next week I'm ranking my top five 80s Christmas movies, which 80s, there was some dark, a lot of dark Christmas movies in the 80s. That was a fun one to go and revisit and watch all of those movies. So got ahead of those and preparing for what will be my top five New Year's movies for the following Sunday, which I have not started. I've seen a bunch of the movies, but I'm looking forward to rewatching a lot of them. So I've been watching a lot of movies this week and getting way ahead of top five specifically. I try not to get too far ahead on movie reviews, even though I take notes for movies that I'm going to review so I don't forget stuff or I don't have to remember stuff. I do kind of prefer the movies to be somewhat fresh in my mind, just so that my notes make sense. I can remember kind of what my headspace was like during different aspects of the movie. So I try not to get too far ahead on movie reviews, although I have in the past. Top five, because I'm not reviewing them, and because I've been watching so many, or having to watch so many, in preparation for these subgenres, which tend to be more open-ended, and yeah, it's actually been great. And, you know, it's helped with just what I've been motivated to do, really, the past week, because as far as the Many Faces updates, I've just decided to take the month off. I've been kind of off and on over the past couple months, painting for 2-3 weeks and then taking a week or two off. And just recently, I mean, it's been probably 3 weeks now, 4 weeks as this episode. I'm just like, I'm just going to wait until the new year. I'm not going to paint anymore until the new year. I mean, I have, like I said, over 2,300 original paintings available to purchase right now. So adding 28 new paintings over the next 5 weeks, 4 weeks, isn't going to change anything. So aside from giving me more work, which, you know, at this point I just feel very unmotivated and don't feel like forcing myself to paint, don't feel like forcing myself to have to edit the images and all the videos, and just really just kind of rather just wait until the new year and get back into it then, which hopefully there'll be events that I can sell my newer paintings at, which is just not a whole lot going on, which is a bummer right now before the holidays. So, you know, obviously online stuff, but, you know, at this point, I don't think anybody's purchasing any last-minute stuff from me. You can get gift certificates as well. Let's take a short break from this episode. Listeners, are you an art lover like I am, or simply somebody who appreciates unique creativity? I've got something you'll adore. Dive into the world of the Many Faces, an ongoing series of mesmerizing ink paintings on paper. Each piece is a captivating blend of abstract and surreal, always presenting a face that tells its own story. The dedication behind the series is unmatched, with new paintings being released daily. And if you're thinking about owning one, you're in luck. You can start with a 4x6 painting for just $20. And if you desire something grander, there are larger sizes available with prices to match. Imagine having an original piece of art infused with emotion and mystery, gracing your space. So if you're intrigued, don't wait. Check out the entire collection and get your own at inspireddisorder.com. Own a piece of creativity that'll truly stand out. Now let's get back to the show. So aside from all of those things, what I have been watching that I'm not necessarily planning on reviewing, but movies that I've enjoyed since I've had more time to just watch movies, I guess. I don't know. It's all that I've really had motivation to do is just watch stuff, which, you know, you don't really have to be motivated to do that. I'm not taking notes on it. But I've watched a lot of great comedies. Joyride, which came out, I think it came out this year. There's a lot of movies called Joyride. This is about a couple friends who were the only two Asian girls in their town. They became friends, and this is them growing up, and one of them is returning to China. She's adopted, and she's going to close a business deal, but her friend wants to encourage her to, like, meet her family, get to know her roots, she's from China. She's, like, first generation. So it's a really fun movie. bunch of girls in China, and then they end up going to another country. A really fun friendship movie. So good. Another movie that was interesting, Bottoms, a movie that I was looking forward to. I was looking forward to watching all these movies. But Bottoms, I liked it. It wasn't great. It's like a, you know, a teenage lesbian fight club with like casual murder happens as well. It was fun. It was fun. Not great, though. It's not great. It's kind of an interesting, tonally, it's kind of weird. Like the world that it exists in is, I don't know if I didn't expect what was going in. I just wasn't on the right wavelength, but I don't know. And also one of the main characters is just pretty unlikable. But I like most of it. One of the actresses from The Bear, I love her and stuff. She was great in this movie. So it's good, not great. Bottoms. Also, Quiz Lady is a great comedy with Awkwafina and Sandra Oh. Quiz Lady, Awkwafina plays this woman who loves watching a Jeopardy-like show and gets into it. Sandra Oh is her older sister, who's kind of a fuck-up. And in order to help pay off her mom's debts, who's a gambling addict, she decides to get, goes on this game show to try and win. I enjoyed it. Will Ferrell plays the host of the game show. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Great comedy. Also been watching Obliterated, which is a Netflix show. I thought it was a movie. Action comedy about this like elite team of counter terrorists who think that they disarm and a nuclear warhead in Vegas, and to celebrate they go out and party in Vegas, and to find out that they what they disarmed was actually a decoy. So it's them all hopped up on alcohol and drugs and them trying to complete this mission. It's a movie. It's a show that it would have been my favorite show ever in my 20s. A lot of nudity, which you just don't see much anymore. A lot of nudity from both genders. A lot of dicks. A lot of tits. Fun action moments. Not the greatest, but not horrible. I kind of enjoyed it. I really did kind of enjoy it. It wasn't perfect, but I had a lot of fun watching it. Also been watching the newest season of Fargo, which I think is season 5, I want to say. But it has Juno Temple in it. Also has John Hamm. But Juno Temple, I love her from Ted Lasso. She is amazing in this. She kicks so much ass in this show, which hasn't finished releasing. I can't wait to watch the rest of it. Kind of makes me want to go back and just rewatch the show in general, even though I know certain seasons aren't that great. But the newest season of Fargo is amazing and just makes me love Juno Temple. I will watch anything she is in. Absolutely great. So that's some of what I've been watching. Also, what else was there? I think there was one thing that I forgot to put on here. Oh, I started watching the Monarch show, the Godzilla show that's on Apple TV. Interesting. I don't know how much through the first episode I got. Been watching a lot of Mythbusters in the background, as I mentioned before. And, yeah, there's other shows. For All Mankind, I want to start watching, but also kind of just want to wait for the season to be over to binge it. So I don't know, kind of going back and forth, but a lot of great stuff I've been watching that I won't be reviewing most likely, because there's just so much. I also watched May, December, which I might review. I took notes because I thought it was going to be my Friday review, but changed that last minute, which was an interesting story that I appreciated, highlighting the kind of other kind of sexual abuse that goes on in this country that's sadly like celebrated, of like old women being in relationships with underage boys, sadly, is something that is celebrated by some people, but, you know, I feel is just as disgusting as when these sexes are reversed. So an interesting movie, great performances in that. As far as personal updates, I've been doing a lot of cooking, as I mentioned, upgrading a lot of my kind of kitchen tools. I got in my new hot plate, dual burner hot plate, then my new toaster oven / air fryer. But I signed up for a new service, getting more meals, so I'm going to be cooking a lot more. But just trying to spend less money on eating out, getting food delivered, which costs a lot. I mean, it's like if I get something delivered on DoorDash, it's going to cost like $20-$30. For this meal service, that's like 2 days of great meals that would have been at or at a better quality than the food I got delivered. Or it's like, you know, groceries. Like I could also just buy a week's worth of groceries. So trying to order like the delivery food less, and cooking more. So cooking a lot more, in order to try and spend less, you know, but also kind of getting more used to just cooking regularly. And just making it a part of what I do, so I'm eating better quality food and, you know, also, you know, kind of just developing as somebody who likes to cook. I enjoy cooking. And the previous service I had, I was just pretty done with. A lot of gaslighting their customers. Like a lot of fine print kind of stuff, a lot of fake benefits, a lot of fake gestures. Just I had enough and decided to just go with another food service, which are basically the same. They're not really much different. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of cooking. Woke up on Thursday feeling like shit, absolutely feeling like shit, like congested, sinus headache, just low energy. I spent all day in bed just kind of trying to sleep. Kept waking up, couldn't sleep. Kind of was able to pass out just putting Seinfeld on, which I usually put Seinfeld on to go to sleep. So just kind of keeping that on in the background and then just passing out for like half hour to an hour here or there. Woke up like 4 or 5 times. And just kept doing, but at least I was able to go to sleep once because my brain wouldn't shut up, which doesn't always happen, but sometimes happens. So putting Seinfeld on was able to just kind of distract that, quiet that, and I was able to pass out and get some. Let's take a short break from this episode. Hey, loyal listeners of the Ray Taylor Show. You know, it's one thing to tune in and engage with the content I passionately create for you, but what if I told you there's a way to wear your fandom? Introducing our exclusive line of merchandise inspired directly by the vibes and visuals of this very podcast. From stylish t-shirts that'll make you stand out in a crowd, to our eco-friendly, biodegradable phone cases adorned with artwork inspired by the show. You can now carry a piece of the Ray Taylor Show wherever you go. Whether you're looking to make a fashion statement, protect your phone with some flair, or simply want to show off your love of the show, our merchandise has got you covered. Ready to rock our gear? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and get yours today. Wear the show, be the vibe. Now let's get back to that very show. Which I've been having insane dreams, very vivid dreams, but very kind of stressful. Woke up feeling a little bit better Friday, but still kind of like a little nauseous and kind of out of it. But like dream wise, oh my God, first off, the beginning of the week, I was having so many dreams about me being bullied, like as an adult, but like probably like in my 20s maybe, and then being bullied by like all of these different people in these like weird situations where it's not like I don't even know where I was or what I was doing, but it's just like these constant bullying from like different groups. It really made me feel like middle school, where the bullying that happened in middle school wasn't just from like a bully. It was from like a bully and his friends. It was from like random other people that would bully. It was like everywhere I went, there was somebody that wanted to be an asshole towards me. It was like the constant reality of middle school. Horrible. And that's what these dreams are like. And it's like, because they're dreams, I have limited, I can't really do what I want to do in these dreams. So it's like so stressful and like stress that I haven't felt in so long. And having other dreams, like last night, having all these dreams about like almost like what it was like in my 20s, where it was like I'm working at a job and I don't really care about the job, and I'm like getting money and like spending money. It's just like dealing with the monotony of having regular jobs. Like I've been having like these weird, thankfully they haven't felt like realistic. Like I haven't woken up confused about what was real and what was a dream, right? Sometimes dreams are so real they feel like memories. These are definitely like so weird, like they're cycling through different things. Like there was one where it was like I was working at what seemed like a food court, like maybe a McDonald's or just like a cafeteria of some sort. But it was a cafeteria where people would go, and it was almost like a waiting room. Like this was a station where people would go before they go off to like do some other thing, like military wise, but very confusing. And like the dreams just kind of blending and morphing as they go along. But just these crazy dreams this past week. And it could be for a few reasons. I've been taking these mushroom gummies that have like 12 different mushrooms, like lion's mane and chaga and all that kind of stuff, that are supposed to help with mental clarity. And they're supposed to help you. I mean, one of the side effects is that you have really vivid dreams. I've also started taking these new sleeping pills that they're all natural, but they have like melatonin, they have valerian root, they have 5-HTP, all these different kind of supplements, zinc, magnesium, all these different things that are supposed to help you sleep well, sleep refreshed, also supposed to help your mood and your mental. So I'm like taking these two different things. So I have a feeling that's why I'm having these crazy dreams, and they are in the ways they are. But yeah, other than that, when I'm not dreaming, which they're stressful dreams and not very good, which in general I haven't been doing great mentally anyway, but I feel not super depressed necessarily as I can feel. Like I'm not feeling like, especially this time of year, it's just weird because in general I think seasonally I get depressed. It gets dark like at 4 o'clock. So it gets dark super early. So I'm not super motivated to get stuff done. I'm depressed because I'm not getting as much stuff done anymore, that I'm taking this time off from painting. It's also just the holiday season, which brings up stuff. It's the first holiday season where after my mom passed away, and she was really big into Christmas, even though we weren't close in my adult years. You know, memories of childhood, just, you know, just it, I just feel sad and I feel just like unmotivated. And all I want to do is just watch movies and eat food. So, you know, so obviously not feeling like painting, you know, kind of not feeling great health wise also doesn't help. Just, you know, not sleeping great and just, you know, I don't know. It's just having the waking up feeling like I'm getting sick, and also just getting I've also been getting, and I think another aspect of it, or a symptom of it, is, you know, being very emotional watching TV shows and movies. Gets crying a lot, getting very emotional and choked up, although I am watching, you know, like Christmas movies and stuff that are kind of intended to pull at your heartstrings. And then just getting dark super early and just not having, once I see it get dark, like I've gotten so used to my routine of like winding down, giving myself time to wind down at the end of the day. And usually doing that when it gets dark, which during the summertime gets dark at like 8 o'clock, whatever. And now it's getting dark at like 4. So I'm like winding down way earlier than normal just because I'm not motivated to do anymore in general. So I don't know. All that stuff compounding. Not great. Not great. So I'm hoping that after the new year, I'll be able to get everything back on track and, you know, get everything going again. But as I like to do at the end of every episode is talk about something and highlight something that I am thankful for. And this week, I am thankful for my new toaster oven / air fryer. I've been using it more now. I've had it for like a week or two. Used it to cook a bunch of stuff, kind of getting used to how all the features and everything. You know, it replaced two appliances that weren't working that great anymore. So it was a nice way to consolidate and have less stuff, which I enjoy. It's larger, so I have like I can actually cook more things. Like I have an oven now, so I can like actually bake things, which I wasn't able to do in a little tiny toaster oven. Digital display is nice, so everything's super accurate. All the different features, including like rotisserie and dehydrator, which I don't know if I'll ever use either of those, but it's nice to know that I have them as features. But makes cooking far more efficient now, and I appreciate that. Now that I'm doing a lot more cooking, you know, upgrading my tools so I can use, because I, you know, I like good tools so that I can use the fuck out of them. And so far, I'm really enjoying this new tool to help me cook. So this week, I'm very thankful for my new toaster oven / air fryer / rotisserie. I love it. Upcoming events. As I mentioned, I am taking a break from painting, so no live painting. I do want to switch when I do come back. I do plan on switching it to Wednesdays at 4:20. So in the new year, Wednesdays at 4:20 Pacific time, I will be painting live on YouTube, but not until the new year. I'm on a hiatus. But you can go to the La Quinta Museum still. From now until January 27th, you can see the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum, where I have a painting on display along with many other great paintings from many other great artists. The artist reception for that is on January 20th, which I will be attending and have not seen the other work yet, so I'm looking forward to finally seeing the other work, hopefully meeting other artists. We'll see. But you can go to inspireddisorder.com/events for all the details on all of my upcoming live and local events, which there are none really at the moment. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all of these episodes are available in video format. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.